Bezras Hashem Yisbarech, today's daf is Nun Dalid in Mesecha Sukkah. I'm recording this in the United States of America at the home of my wife's dear parents, Mr. and Mrs. Summers. I'm in for a Talmud Chasana, Ben Kestenbaum, and for the Yeshiva Shabbaton. And let's Bezras Hashem try to get in the daf for Shabbos Kodesh Parshas Tasria, Nun Dalid in Mesecha Sukkah, that has... Today's daf is going to continue with the discussion on Nun Gimel Amud Beis about all of the tekiyos that took place in the Beis HaMikdash and the culmination of the largest amount of tekiyos that they would do in one day, taking everything into account, ushering in Shabbos, the ending of Shabbos, the Avodas Hayom of Sukkos. The Mishnah told us on Nun Gimel Amud Beis that there weren't less than 21 blows on a regular day, and 48 on Erev Shabbos, Shebesoch HaChak. That's what our Gemara is going to discuss, four lines on top, on Nun Dalid Amud Aleph. They're going to discuss that calculation of the Mishnah. They're going to compare it to other Mishnayos. And on Amud Beis, the Gemara is going to discuss the number of blows that were done on Erev Pesach, Shechalios B'Shabbos. So let's say Zohar Hashem begin. Four lines on top, Erev Shabbos Shebesoch HaKag. We learned in our Mishnah that they used to blow 48 blows, and then we counted it out yesterday. V'ilu lemala asiris lo ktani. The Gemara asked the following question. On Aleph Amud Beis, we learned how they blew during the Simchas Beis HaShoeva. It says that they would stop. There were 15 steps going from the Ezras Yisrael to the Ezras Noshim, and they blew on the 10th step. Says the Gemara, V'ilu mala asiris lo ktani, masnisim mani, who is our Mishnah following? Rebbe Elazar ben Yaakov. It's following the opinion of Rebbe Elazar ben Yaakov. This sanya, shalosh lemala asiris. That we learned that there are three blows, three tkiyos that they used to blow on the 10th step, as we learned in our Mishnah on Nun Aleph. Rebbe Elazar ben Yaakov omer, shalosh al gabi mizbeach. He says the three were blown when they put the Arava by the Mizbeach. Explains the Gemara. Ha'oimer l'malo asiris eno magabi Mizbeach. Both would agree that there's 48 on an Erev Shabbos Shebesoch HaChag. The one who says that you blow on the 10th step, he says you don't blow al-gabi Mizbeach. Va'omer al-gabi Mizbeach, the one who says that you blow by the Mizbeach, and that is Rebbe Elazar ben Yaakov, he says, you don't blow on the 10th step. Period. Asks the Gemara, what is Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov's logic? My time in the Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. Since you blew to open up the gates before you started ascending on the steps for the Simchas Beis HaShoeva, lemala asiris lamali, why blow again on the 10th step? Lamali detaka, why blow on the 10th step? I love sharu. That is not, it's not a gate. So if you already did it, so then blowing for the gate, going from the Ezras Yisrael to the Ezras Nashim, so then there's no need to blow again. And therefore, for that reason, it's better to blow by the placing of the Arava next to the Mizbeach. Rabban and Savri, since they already blew when they drew out the water, then why blow by the Mizbeach? In other words, explains Rashi in Dibur HaMaschil, Hachi Garsina L'Gabe Mizbeach, all of this blowing is all part of the Chiv Ushaf Demayim B'Sason, as we learned in the end of the Mem Dafbim towards the Nun, at the beginning of Perek HaCholul. And it's more obvious when you blow on the Mailo HaSiris, where you're taking up the Mayim B'Sason, to blow over there as well. Hilkoch L'Mailo HaSiris Adif, period. Kiyasa Rabbi Yachal. Rabacha came along and brought a teaching from the Tanoim in his hand. It says in the Pasuk of Nei Aaron HaKoyanim, Yisku b'chatzoitz rois. The Pasuk in Baloischa says that the Kohanim are supposed to blow on trumpets. She'ain tamalomer Yisku. Why does it need to say the word Yisku? She'kvar ne'mar, uskatim b'chatzoitz rois halo esecha val zivche shamecha. Mal tamalomer Yisku. Hakol lefi amusaf in token. It's heard to teach you that there is also a dependency on the carbon musaf for the tekiyas. What does that mean? Hutani lavu amrla. Lomar, in other words, he explained, Rav Acha explained what he means. Shetaykin al kol musaf u musaf, that for every musaf, every carbon musaf, it gets, it's honored with its own tkiyas. Rashi explains in Dibra Maskel Loimar that if you have two different musafim, for example, there's a musaf because of Shabbos and there's a musaf because of Yom Tov, so then that gets, each one gets its own respective blowings. Gemara continues, Tana, Erev Shabbos Shabbosai Chachag, we learned in our Mishnah that Erev Shabbos falls out in the middle of Sukkot, Hayisham Memches. The Mishnah calculated that there were 48 tkiyas. The Im Isa, and if you're going to hold that your Tokeya, Rashi explains, I'll call Musaf, like Rabbi Acha taught, listening, then it should say, Shabbos Shabbosai Chachag, there's another three. You have the tkiyah of the Musaf for Sukkot, and the tkiyah of the Musaf for Shabbos. Listening, lo chamshin v'chad, you got to add another three. Amar Rabbi Zeir, lefi she'ein, toikin lefsichas she'orim b'Shabbos. The answer is, they would not blow for the opening of the gates on Shabbos. Rashi explains that since there's a tradition that there's only 48 blasts, that would be the maximum, and there's no mitzvah to blow at the opening of the she'orim. As opposed to uskatem, Bechatzotzros, we darshan above, Yisku Bechatzotzros, comes to tell us that there is a chiyuv to blow for each independent musaf, so we forego of the blowing of the psichas she'arim on Shabbos, and we do the blowing for each one of the respective musafim. Amar Rava, man hadalo chash lekimcha, Rava gives quite a rebuke to Rav Zeira. Who is this that is not careful when he grinds the flour, when he's omel in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he grinds the kemach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he's not careful in separating the shaft. Man adolei chosh l'kimcha. Chada, number one, what's difficult? To bechol yom tnan. It says that they would do it every day. When we counted the 21 blasts of every day, it says every day they would blow 21, and psichas she'arim are included in that list. As we saw in the third line in the Mishnah, Anun Gimel Amabez. V'oidin, another kashi. Inami kadodi ninu. If we're going to say that it's the same 48 that we had mentioned in our Mishnah, even though really it should be 51, and therefore we blow 48 blasts, even on Erev Shabbos Shabbos El Chachag, if that would be so, listening, Shabbos Shabbos El Chachag, Chayisham Arba Mishmona. If you had just as well mentioned Shabbos Pesach HaChag, according to your calculation, now will also come out 48. To Shamis Minei Tarti. And you would end up having an advantage that you would learn to Chidushim. Shamis Minei Derebi Lozer Ben Yaakov, Shamis Minei Derebi Chanina. Number one, Derebi Acha Bar Chanina. Number one, you would learn the Chidush of Rebi Acha Bar Chanina that you blow for each one of the Musafim. And number two, you'd also have the Chiddush or Blazer ben Yaakov that we mentioned above, that you don't blow on the Maila Asiris, as we deduced from our Mishnah. And you would also, as we started out with, now learn the Chiddush of Rebacha. And that Chiddush would only be taught if you're talking about Shabbos B'Sol Chachah, because Erev Shabbos doesn't have two Musafim, will only have one. But Shabbos would have two. Elo my Rava answers 8 lines from the bottom new dollar mouth. Visha ain't taken the milu mind bishabis. Ubatsrilu tuva. All of the tkios that we had just mentioned in our Mishnah that go along with the process of filling up the water, that does not take place on Shabbos because we don't blow for the milu hamayim. Rashi explains 3 lines from the bottom, the Shar Elyon, the Shar Tachton, the Shar Hamayim. All of those we remove. So then in such a case, it'll come out to a lot less than 48. Asks the Gemara, 8 lines from the Bible, listening, Nami Rosh Chodesh Chalios B'Shabbos. If Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos, now you're going to have even more Musafim. The Ika Tlasa Musafim. There are three Musafim. Musafim to Rosh Hashanah. Musaf to Rosh Hashanah. Musaf to Rosh Chodesh. Musaf to Shabbos. There you have three sets of Musafim. Rashi explains on the last line, 21 Tzkiyas for every day, plus 27 for three musafim. Each musaf gets 9, and 3 times 9 is 27. Answers the Gemara, Erev Shabbos Shabbosel Chachag Itzrichle Lashmina. There is a chidush that we want to bring out in our Mishnah, Kedur Rebbe Elazar ben Yaakov. We want to mention the chidush Rebbe Elazar ben Yaakov that we blow by the Zkifa, Legabe Mizbeach, Vesholosh Legabe Mizbeach, according to Rebbe Elazar ben Yaakov, and not by the 10th step. Says the Gemara, how does that answer our question? 3 lines from the bottom of Dalet Amud Aleph. Amar Lisni? Ha, velo Lisni, ha? We didn't ask that it should not say Erev Shabbos Shebesoch Achag, it's 48. Halisniha, why don't we learn both cases? Answers the Gemara, a common answer that we have in Shas, Tana Vishir. The Tana mentioned one and left out others. In other words, the Tana, as expressed in other places, is not Ata Ruchla, doesn't count out. The Mishnayos don't give us exhaustive lists. They give us paradigms, and those paradigms become the concepts that we use to apply to other cases as well. So it's Tana Vishir, asks the Gemara on the bottom of Nundalad of Nauf, my Shire the High Shire. How do you know that the Tana was leaving things out? In other words, there's a rule in Shas as well, when we say Tana Vishir, that's only if we could prove that the Tana left other things out as well. So Gemara says, I'll show you that the Tana left things out. My Shire the High Shir, Erev Pesach. He left out the case of Erev Pesach. Rashi counts out the Tkiyas of Erev Pesach. Rashi points out that there are, again, 27 Tkiyas, because the Pesach, the Mishnah in Psachim tells us Daf Samach Dalet, was slaughtered in three groups, and those three groups said Halal, and Tkiyas came along with it, and it came out to 27. That's not enough. Imishom Erev Pesach Lav Shiurahu. That's not considered leftover. To Amani Reb Yehudi, because that follows the opinion of Reb Yehuda, the Amar Mimeim Shokat Shlishis Lo Igia Lomar Hafti Kishma Hashem Mepnei Shaya Amma Mu'atim. Reb Yehuda taught that they didn't have three Hallels on the third group that did the Karban Pesach. In fact, they didn't even get to the end of Hallel, but they were done already because the group was so small. They were done with the Karban Pesach by Hafti Kishma Hashem. If that would be so, so then they did not blow 27 blasts for the Hallels in the Beis HaMikdash on Erev Shabbos. We will go with the parentheses that are in front of us. There's a big discussion whether those parentheses should be read, but in many ways for Daf Yomi Pshat, it's the simplest way to do it. Ho Kimna Delok Reb Yehuda. We assume that our mission is not going according to Reb Yehuda, and they finished the third Hallel, the third group finished Hallel, just like all the other groups did, and therefore our Mishnah is leaving out two other cases of 48 blasts, and they are Erev Pesach, Shechalius Bechag, as well as the Musaf de Rosh Hashanah, the case of Rosh Hashanah. V'dilma hay tana savala kavasei b'chada u'palagala b'chada, says the Gemara, how do we know that our Tana holds like Rabbi Yehuda on one topic? In other words, he holds like Rabbi Yehuda when we're talking about the Katshlishes, and Upaligala Bechada, and he disagrees with him on a previous sugya. On Nungimel Amid Beis, we had learned, some learned the Gemara already made reference to this, if you have a different Girsa Hukimna, that we learned earlier that Rabbi Yehuda was of the different opinion of our Tana in terms of calculating the Tkiyos. Because Rabbi Yehuda calculates the Tkiyah and the Trua as one, and on Gimel Amid Beis, we learned that we calculate the Tkiyah and the Trua separately. So the Gemara doesn't like the idea that we could just simply dismiss and say our Tana is not going like Rabbi Yehuda. He could still be going according to Rabbi Yehuda, even though he even disagreed with him on Mem Gimel on the base. So there are some who, in place of Ho'u Kimna, we mentioned there are different Girsos, like if you take a look on the side, you see the Marshal, Va Amrit Reisha Delok Rabbi Yehuda. Some learn the Kasha as, but didn't we learn the Reisha not like Rabbi Yehuda? V'dilma haitana, the Gemara says back, reading back this line according to the Marashal, V'dilma haitana savla kavasei b'chada la b'chada. Maybe he disagrees with him on one thing, over there in Gimel, basically agrees with him on this, that on Erev Pesach they didn't blow 48 blasts, so then we're not leaving out Erev Pesach, so then we shouldn't leave out Rosh Hashanah as well, because in general if we say ton of a shir, it's only if we have two cases. Elamai shir, Shire, what else was left out? Shire, Erev Pesach, Chalios, Erev Shabbos. That when it comes to Erev Pesach, that falls out on Erev Shabbos, the Apik Shis, it's true that you take out the six Tkiyas of the Katshlishis, according to Rabbi Yehuda, because they only did one Halal, Va'ayel Shis, and in the place you put in the blows of Erev Shabbos to remind people to stop doing Melacha. With that in mind, to remind people to stop doing melacha, I'm recording this on Erev Shabbos Kodesh. I think I'm going to stop the daf a little bit early over here. We're going to conclude Daf Nun Dalet in Masechet Sukkah over here, and Be'ezer Hashem on Matzoi Shabbos for Sunday's daf, because Sunday's daf is quite short, we will pick up with daf Nun Dalet on the base, 8 lines from the top. Be'ezer Hashem Yisparech, this concludes daf Nun Dalet, and I hope to continue learning with you even despite the whirlwind of being with the Talmidim here in the United States.